Hello, hello. This is Dr. Kirk. On this podcast today, I invite you to the best days of your life. I invite you to great expectation. I invite you to a greater place in your heart, a greater place in your mind, a greater place in your body. You know, when the Lord loves you, He loves all of you. He don't care about your body being a certain way. He don't care about what your mind's going through. He don't even care about what you're going through right now. But as you are in this podcast, I want to encourage you to understand that there is better days. The better days are now. The better days are not ahead. The better days are now. And I want you to type that. I want you to say that to yourself. I am living in my better days. I don't care what you're going through. And can I share this with you? You know, Daniel was in the lion's den. That didn't look like a better day, but God brought him out. You know, Esther, she was getting ready to be killed with all of her family. It didn't look like she or her family had a better day, but God brought her out. And you know what happened with Samson? Samson looked like things wasn't going to work for him because of Delilah. Sometimes you have enemies that sneak their way into your life. But Samson, he had the ability to keep conquering. And guess what? He had a better day at the end. And I come to let you know that your better days are now. And I want you to understand this, that there is greater for you. There is smarter things that are coming upon your mind. Even the Bible says that we have a divine intelligence by God. We have a mind of God according to Philippians 2:5. According to the word of God, we can think on those things that are pure, just, that have a good report. Those things that give us praise. Those things that give God praise, those things that we put on our lips, according to Philippians 4:8. I don't want you to think you're defeated. You're losing hope. You're losing ground. I want you to know you're gaining ground and you're gaining a blessed future. This is your 2 minutes of inspiration by Dr. Kirk. Bless you.